Good evening and welcome to the SMB Monday Night Learning Center, SMB Monday Night Raw, also known as SMB Monday Night Live. And we have been talking about the topic for this past week has been my weakness is my strength. And just as I stated on the pre-call, just remembering that outside of Christ, we cannot do anything in our own strength and be successful, be prosperous. In the natural sense, we can be, but we have to remember that everything is spiritual, and we have to learn how to just remember that God is in control of our lives. So He either allows or orders everything that we face, and we have to remember that as we're talking about our weaknesses becoming our strengths, we have to let go and let God handle those things that we face on a daily basis, the things that we have been held bound by that have caused us to be weak spiritually. So just something to remember as we go forward on tonight's call, but also just to remember that when we are weak, Christ is strong. So that's something that we want to just remember as we go forward. And in having said that, my weakness is my strength, we are going to go ahead and get the call started with our leader, Ms. Satelli's Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latonya.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, I do hope everybody is situated and bundled up. I know it's cold down south. Make sure y'all get bundled on up now. So here shortly, we're going to be going on live on Facebook Live. Okay? So if you're near a computer or you can access Facebook at any point in time, please feel free to get online. It's going to be under Telius M. Carr. You can check it out live, or you can stay put right there. Now, if you stay and put right there, we do ask that tonight you go ahead and get somebody else on the line. I believe that the Word of God is very, very, very important, that more than just our ears hear.
Right. Yes, sir.
I do understand, Ms. Latonya, that everybody has their preference. And they already went to church already, and they already got the Word of God already. But
right.
Let me ask y'all this. Do you have enough money, or do you go get more?
Okay.
Do you care what type of money you get? Because you say once it gets your hands, it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw a scripture that say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You're right, huh? You know where your money came from? Got part-time jobs? You go get it how you get it, right? So with that being said, never have enough of God. We can always be better. We can always do better. Man, when God shapes and molds us, because we say, Father, you take the wheel, huh? When I'm weak, you're strong. That means you got to be able to, you know, when you see a weakness, you got to be able to call your weakness out. But you got to, when you call it out, you got to fill that void with something. Here's the thing. If God doesn't fill the void, Satan will.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the way Satan fills the void is by merely saying, I got it. See, Satan don't necessarily want you to use his name to say Satan's doing it. Mm-mm. Satan just don't want you to use God to show that God is doing it. It's more than just saying that God is doing it. It's a thing when you start to show it. And see, when we show it, that's strength. You know, seeing is believing.
Right.
You know you're strong when you internally have it. Oh, man. And then you can subsidize that thing naturally. It manifests in the natural. Internally, you got it. You go. You went. You was obedient. You gained. You got it. You start to get. And then you start to grow. And then you start to give. How do you know that you're strong? What you're giving. If what you're giving is not strengthening others, we still weak. Y'all got it? All right. With that being said, Ms. Latonya, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Not at all. Our Father and our God, We come before you on tonight to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing us right now, dear Father, to dwell in your midst. Dear God, we ask that you will allow our hearts and minds to be open so that we may receive all that you have for us on tonight, dear Father. We thank you for the opportunity just to be able to fellowship amongst one another, dear God. We thank you for the unity that is taking place right now, dear Father. We ask that you will just allow healing to take place tonight on the phone call, dear Father, but also that our knowledge, our wisdom, and our understanding can be expanded in you, dear Father, and just help us to take what we learn on tonight. Take it so that we can bring it to others and be a blessing to them, dear God. We thank you for this platform that you have provided, dear Father. We thank you for the man of God that you have appointed over this ministry. We ask that you will just continue to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your daughter, Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. So with that being said, Ms. Latonya, if y'all don't mind, let's go ahead and bring in Mr. DJ, okay? Y'all know how we get a word from DJ about this week. We get a little weekend review. Is Mr. DJ there?
He is not here yet, sir.
Okay, well, not a problem. We move right along because what Mr. DJ say, when he absent, y'all know we call on Miss Artita. So, Miss Latonya, go ahead and call on Miss Artita right quick just so we can get this weekend review, and then we can start rocking and rolling.
Okay, Mr. Carr, we are still waiting on her, so if you don't mind, I wanted to share a little bit about what I took away, and just, it's just something that, a lot that I took away, actually, but some of the things that really stood out is, it may seem simple, but it's when we operate and do things apart from God, we become spiritually weak. And I know that's something that we may say, okay, I know that. But what happens is our focus begins to shift from the things of righteousness, and we begin to conform to our own plans and our own agendas. And this is when we become weak, not only in the spiritual, but also in the natural sense. And this is something that we've been taught throughout ministry, is how vital it is for us to crucify our flesh on a daily basis. Because when we don't, what happens is our spirit man becomes weak. And when crucifying our flesh becomes a way of life, every weakness that is in us, it becomes a strength, essentially. So we have to always be willing to let go and let God heal, deliver, and restore us. And the other thing that was so profound just throughout the week as we were learning is, in and through our weaknesses, we still have a responsibility to further the kingdom of God. So that means that we still have to go out and have a desire to save souls, or in other words, be a blessing to others, you know, the people that God places in our path. So we might say, well, how is it that we are able to do that, or how can we do that when we ourselves are weak or struggling or dealing with, you know, certain situations that are beyond our control or things that we've been faced with? And something that we were taught this past week is a lot of times God will put us in situations to see how we respond. So this is when the testing of our faith comes about. And that is something that was so profound, because we have to remember that God has a purpose and a plan for everything. And although we may be weak in certain areas and we may be faced with certain things, we always have to be ready to give an account to whoever it is that we face, because they may be going through the same thing, and we could actually help each other. So we help them, they help us. It's like an even exchange, if you will.
Okay.
So those were just some of the things that, you know, was profound for me this past week.
Okay, well, good deal, good deal. So, y'all, with that being said, we're going to move right along now. We're now on Facebook Live, and y'all, we're talking about my weakness is my strength. Y'all got it?
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Y'all know how, and we're weak, he's strong. How you doing, Miss Christina? Miss Katina, how y'all doing? What's going on? My weakness is my strength. Let me ask you a question.
Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. We do have Mr. DJ with us on the line and Miss Artita as well.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second. So let me ask a question. How you doing, Miss Alicia? And what's going on, Kevin? Y'all, thing. When we are weak, God is strong. How does that work? How you doing, Ms. Janice? How does that really work? Okay? In our weakness, why is it that in our weakness that we feel that God isn't there? Okay? A lot of times when we're weak, right, we'll say when I'm weak, he's strong, but do we really mean that?
Right.
What has drawn you to the conclusion that your weakness is actually a benefit to you? When do we grow in maturity? How you doing, Miss Chandra and Miss Green? When do we grow in maturity? How you doing, Miss Latanya? There she go again. When do we grow and actually grow in maturity, Mr. DJ? When do we grow in maturity and say, hold on, my weakness is not a bad thing?
Well, first of all, good evening to everyone. Second, I will say it's just like a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. At some point with maturity, you learn what doesn't kill you typically makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grow from it. Sometimes those hurdles are put in place not to trip you up, but to help strengthen your legs, get you conditioned so that you can finish the race of life the proper way.
Okay.
And when we stand in, we look at it and say, a hurdle, why is this hurdle here? Or, man, that's a high one. What are you going to do? You can't go around it, but for so long, you got to hop over it.
Right.
So that's designed to strengthen you, you know, and same way with not just your spiritual strength, but your mental spiritual strength as well.
Right.
You know, to bring you closer to him.
That's right. Okay. What's going on? Hey, Jay, how you doing? What's going on, Melvin? All right. It's Belvin. How are you? All right, so y'all, when we're weak, God is strong. Okay? I think we have some email questions we're going to get started on right now. Let's get to the first email question, Ms. Latanya. What we got?
Okay, so the first question I have is, it says, I gave up alcohol and have been sober for 2 years, yet every now and then I get the urge for a drink. Is that considered a weakness, or is it normal for me to still have those desires?
So I've given up alcohol for approximately two years. So when you've given up something that was once a weakness, you've given it up, you're clean, you're sober now, okay? Just because you continually have urges every now and again, is that still a weakness? Is that still a weakness? Mr. DJ, what you got to say about that one?
I consider it to be a weakness. It's a work in progress. I would call it human, yes, but until you conquer it to where you don't even desire that thing no more, that's when you turn it into a strength and can tell somebody else, hey, I know what you're going through. Don't do this, and avoid that. So you need to turn that into a stepping stone. So, you know, yes, I still consider it to be a weakness. If you still falling short, well, I mean, we're human, but, you know, there are ways to conquer. Not God didn't take us through to look back and keep looking back. When he take you through with it, you through with it. That's it. Ain't no going back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss Sheena and Miss Krista and Miss Sharon? Okay, Miss Abel, how y'all doing? Okay. So if you've given up alcohol, the current question, can you read that question real quickly again, Ms. Latanya, please?
Yes, sir. The question is, I gave up alcohol and have been sober for 2 years, yet every now and then I get the urge for a drink. Is that considered a weakness, or is it normal for me to still have those desires?
So this individual has given up alcohol for 2 years, okay? And y'all see the topic, okay? When I'm weak, God is strong, okay? So here's the thing. If they've given up alcohol for 2 years and they're clean, they're sober now, is there still a weakness, although they have desires for it every now and again? What y'all got to say, Facebook Live? Is that considered a weakness? Anybody on the line, y'all can also. Okay. Ms. Dabney said that's normal. How you doing, Ms. Dabney? She said that's normal. How you doing, Ms. C.A. Krista? So is that normal? How you doing, Miss Jennifer? Is that normal for someone to give something up for God to deliver someone from something, he's made you whole and made you strong. Is it normal that you have these fleshly desires to go back every now and again? What y'all got to say about that? Hey, Ms. Davin said, no, I don't think it's weak. Well, where, Ms. Sharon? Where y'all at? Ms. Tracy, how are you? What do y'all think about this now? Don't be so silent. Because these are real-life questions that people need some answers to. Okay?
Well, Mr. Carr, if I can just chime in, I was going to say that it is considered a weakness because if it's been 2 years, you know, the Bible tells us to cast down every wicked imagination. And if you're still thinking about it, every time that thought creeps back into your mind, it's like we have to rebuke that and we have to learn how to speak the word of God over our life and over our situation. So we also have to remember that we can't do that in our own strength. So we need Christ to help us with that. And I think if we look at it from the perspective of God, we would see that having been sober for 2 years, that's actually a strength. But to continue to conform back to your past or allow your past to creep in, every time that happens, if you rebuke that and, you know, speak the word of God over your life, that would no longer happen, if that makes
okay.
sense. So that's what I would say.
How you doing, Ms. Wilson? All right, Ms. Davin said, yes, it's normal. We're human. Ms. Jennifer said, yes, it is normal. Ms. Shiren, what'd you say? She said, tests are given to us to see how much we've grown. All right, how you doing, Ms. Brittany and Ms. Stillette? Ms. Davin, what'd you say? Just because we think doesn't mean we have to react on it. Ms. Davin, you are exactly right. Y'all like you. Y'all listen to this. Mr. DJ, you alluded to it. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Kenyatta? That is not a weakness. Just because someone has been delivered from something, do you think that Satan is going to stop? Okay.
No, sir.
Sir, a perfect God, Jesus Christ, would y'all be, y'all be honest? When was Jesus Christ first time that he sinned? He sinned on the cross.
Right.
He became sin. That means no time before that, Mr. DJ, Ms. LaTanya, did Jesus Christ have any weakness? Would y'all say that? That's, y'all agree?
Yes, sir.
I would beg to differ. Mr. DJ, Jesus was human just like we were human. He had a love interest in Mary, not his mother, but Mary Magdalene, but it couldn't work out like that because he's about his father's business. You know, like when you put school before girls or school before guys, you're about business. That don't mean that you didn't have a desire. That means you know how to quench your desires. Jesus literally said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup from me? Was that a sin that he said that? Remember, the Bible says, temptation, we are drawn away by our own lust and desires. Y'all follow me? Just because somebody thinks about drinking alcohol don't mean that they're acting on it, as long as their mind don't stay there. Uh-oh. Let me go a step further. How you doing, Ms. Vivian and Ms. Brenda? Watch this, y'all. Our weakness is my strength. When I'm weak, he's strong. The Bible says, now I know a lot of people would say, hey, ain't nothing wrong with window shopping, Mr. DJ. Ain't nothing wrong with looking at that woman. I know I'm married, but ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, the Bible says a little something different. The Bible says if you look after a woman and you lust it, you know what lust it is? That's an excessive desire. Lust is not just looking and saying she's beautiful, because we got women that say other women beautiful. That don't mean that you're gay. Hello, somebody.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, y'all being quiet tonight? I'm going to be quiet then.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be quiet. Huh?
The fact, the fact that he asked to pass that bitter cup says that he was delivered from that anyway, that he wasn't.
He was delivered.
The bitter cup.
Mm-hmm. He was delivered. What's going on, Ricardo and Levon? How you doing, Ms. Tasha? Okay. Yes, he was delivered. Jesus is perfect. He only became sin on the cross. So just because you have desires that you have been delivered from, just because you think about old stuff, what that says is, you've grown when you can turn that, the Bible says, cast down every wicked imagination. He did not say that imagination made you weak. He said, cast down the wicked imagination. Since when did the imagination make you weak, though? It makes you weak when you... In other words, it's not a sin to say, man, I want the cake. The sin is to say, man, I want that cake. I've been thinking about that cake all day long, and you know you shouldn't have it. It's not a sin to say, man, that woman look good. But now that you know she's married, The sin is when you stay there and say, she look good. Ooh, I want that. See, that's the sin.
Right.
To see her walk past you every day and be like, Lord, have mercy. Give me strength, Jesus. That don't mean that you're weak. That means that you're actually strong when you can take what's something that roadblock and go around it. Hello?
Amen.
How you doing, Miss Kathy? So just because you have some things that you have been delivered from, don't you know Satan know where you weak at? Don't you know that Satan is also going to try you in the areas where you weak at? Satan don't want to try you in your strong areas. You too good for that. See, a lot of us too good for smoke, so Satan won't try you in smoke, but Satan will try you in gossip. Satan will try you in pride. He will try you in your making money. As a matter of fact, y'all know how we get. Boy, we are late in the streets. We are men in the streets, but we freak behind closed doors. He will try you in the areas of natural intimacy, huh? Outside of marriage.
Amen.
Hello. Hello. Y'all hear me? So
mm-hmm.
just and deliver from something. Stop beating yourself up by saying, I should not have these desires. No, you are flesh. You are going to have those desires, but don't let those desires have you. In other words, get off of it real quick. Miss Celestine, how you doing? How you doing? What we got up here? Okay. Hold on. Let me give it to Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer, begin. Miss Jennifer said, if it has been 2 years since you have taken a drink, Satan is going to continue to tempt you. This is where this weekly Bible study comes in at that. Okay. I agree with you. All right. What'd you say, Ricardo? Teach. That's right. We're going to teach it, Ricardo. Monique, how are you? Okay. Ashwa, what'd you say, Ashwa? God gives us tests in life. There are storms of correction. It corrects you when you're outside of the will of God. There are storms of perfection. God is testing to see if you're ready. Hold on. God is testing. It's testing to see if you're ready for the blessing that God is about to provide. That's correct. When you're studying the word, it helps you to understand the storm you're in. Alcohol could be a test. All right, Ms. Ashwa, I agree with you. That's good. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Shawana? That's a Ms. Shawana Carr. I think we might be related. Okay. Ms. Vivian, how are you? Okay. Ms. Ms. LaVoie, what you talking about? Ms. Roy say, okay. How you doing, Ms. Adrian? Ms. Rashawn, how are you? Hey, Ms. Marcia, how you doing? All right. So, y'all, those things will come. Okay? Let's get to this next question. Y'all ready for it? Let's get to the next question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you handle this one, okay? The question says, can our strength also be a stronghold? Wow. Y'all, the question is, can your strength be a stronghold in your life? Mr. DJ?
Yes, it can. And mm-hmm. it depends on what that question I need to be clarified on the definition of stronghold. Because you can get mm-hmm. caught up in thinking something is so solid and tight, and that'd be the very thing that Satan will use and infiltrate and tell
okay.
you what. You think you got it. You think you just, you know, oh man, I got this. Yeah, I know better. You know. And that could be the very thing that he used to infiltrate you and make you do something else that you never even thought of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what y'all got to say about that one? How you doing, Miss Cher? Miss Vivian, I'm doing wonderful. Miss Adrian, I'm doing wonderful. Yeah, we doing. Miss DD, how are you? So y'all got it? So can your strength, the areas where you're strong, can that be a stronghold in your life? Mr. DJ said yes. What do y'all say? The areas where you're the strongest, where you're strong, can that be a stronghold? Let's define stronghold. A stronghold can be anything that replaces God. In other words, it has a grip on you. It has a hold on you, and it's pulling you toward it and away from God. A stronghold can be considered an idol.
Right.
So, can your strength also be a stronghold? Woo! That's good there. That's good there. Great question. How you doing, Miss Bethany Saxton? How are you? Miss Tamika, y'all, can your strength be a stronghold? Absolutely yes. Your strength can be a stronghold. Don't you know Satan don't care what he gets from God? He wants your strength too. In other words, you can have the ability to blow the church doors off with your singing. Don't you know your singing can be a stronghold to where you start to use that very voice that you got for the world and not for God? In other words, it's more about the gift than it is the giver. Uh-oh. I don't think y'all hear me. Y'all. Lord have mercy. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I was just about to give an example. You know, you can have that ability to preach and reach people, and then you get to the point where I'm not preaching unless you pay me X amount of dollars to come preach the word. You know, or there are some people that are in the church who can sing or, again, pray or preach, and they fall short. They get so
big
to where, gee whiz, you know, it's like, wow. You know,
that's
you get
right.
so overwhelmed to where they think they got. You know?
Okay.
Right.
That's true word, Mr. DJ.
Amen.
That's true word for real. Y'all heard him? So that stronghold, your strength can be a stronghold. How you doing, Miss Maria? Ms. Sharon said, yes, it can. Pride can also grow there. Yes, it can. Ms. Worsham, how you doing? Okay. Ms. Marcia said, yes, it can be. Ms. Jennifer said, yes, it could be. Like the drinking of alcohol. You're absolutely right. Ms. LaTonya said, capital Y-E-S, yes. We can be born again and sincere in our faith and have an ongoing struggle with thoughts, emotions, and habits that wage war against our relationship with God. That's right, with Christ. Ms. Vivian, yes, that's right. How you doing, Ms. Ebony? Yeah, y'all got it? How you doing, Miss Olympia? Okay. Y'all, your strength, the very area where you're strong at, let's say you have a great knack for, you do finances good, you do everybody's taxes. Let's say you are a great business-minded woman. Let's say you are a great athlete. Your strength can actually be a stronghold. In other words, because it becomes a stronghold when you look at what you got as opposed to who gave it to you. How do you know it's a stronghold? When you're no longer worried about God, you now say, hey, this strength that I have, I start boasting, yeah, I'm eloquent with words. See, now that's a stronghold. That means God is no longer in control. You allowed your gift to say who you are, not to say who he is. Uh-oh. Y'all see it? I'm doing wonderful, Ms. Ebony. What's going on, J. Mike? Jennifer, what'd you say? Yes. These visiting pastors want love offering. Well, that's another call, Miss Jennifer. That's my girl, Miss Jennifer. I love you. Yeah. All right. So yes, your strength can be your stronghold. I'm talking about. You know how many athletes start looking at their bodies as opposed to who gave them the strength. So in other words, their body opened doors for them. Their muscles, their magnitude, their you know, this just opens doors. And what happens is they start messing up the temple of God. Now, they'll say that, hold on, I'm keeping my temple clean. I exercise every day. But are you overdoing it? See, we can be excessive in that. Now our body means more than our Bible. Uh-oh. That means area that you're strong. The area that you're the strongest is can be a stronghold. Your strength can be an idol. And the Bible says, put no idol before me. Did y'all know that?
That's right.
All right now. All right, what we got? Ms. Sharon, you had a question. Let's get to it. Ms. Sharon said, so then a weakness can also be a stronghold too, right? So, y'all, that's the question. Can a weakness be a stronghold?
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Jessica? Mr. DJ said, yeah. How you doing, Ms. Rhonda? Kiana, how are you? Can a weakness be a stronghold?
Oh, yeah.
Can your weakness, remember,
yes,
weak, God is strong. Can your weakness, Miss Ebony, be a stronghold? What you got to say, Miss Ebony? Can a weakness be a stronghold? Miss Jennifer said, yeah. Miss Tiana, what you got? Mr. DJ, what you said again?
Absolutely.
Tell us how,
you
Mr.
can
DJ,
be
how
complacent. You could be so complacent and being mediocre. Well, my granddaddy didn't finish school. My daddy didn't finish school.
Okay.
So I ain't going to finish school. I'm just saying you can have several weaknesses. I'm just throwing that out there as an example. You know, my granddaddy was in jail. You know, my dad was in jail. now I'm going to be in jail. You know, and you let the devil get the best of you, and that's just, that becomes a stronghold to where your mind is so messed up, you don't even invite God in. You just completely replace God with self and self-pity to where it's a stronghold on you and you can't break loose.
Mr. DJ, say that again. You replace God with self and self-pity. Wow.
That's right.
Y'all, our weakness can absolutely be a stronghold. Let me say what weakness is. Weakness is a failure, a limitation. Weakness is three things. Weakness is failure. Weakness is a limitation. And weakness is sin.
Amen.
Y'all got it? Our weakness can be an idol. In other words, we start throwing pity parties. Well, my mama didn't do it, so why should I? You know, I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
After me.
Right.
Oh, well. So I'm not going to grow up to amount to be anything. Your weakness
right.
can be a stronghold. It can literally be an idol, but it's called reverse idol. In other words, it has replaced God because you talk about what you're weak at more than you talk about what God wants you to grow.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. I'll never have another man. Who said you'll never have another man? Did God say that or did you say that?
Right. Amen.
Well, relationship, if this next relationship don't work, I'm dogging every woman out there. I'm dogging every man out there. And we buy into that because what happens is Satan throws bait out there and you already weak in that area and he wants to pull you further into your weakness to where now your weakness has you and you don't think that you're worthy of no man because every man has cheated on you when you gave the best years of your life. Now you're 42 and no. Will you stop that foolishness? That's straight foolish. How you doing, Ms. Dion, Adina? Ms. Natty, how you? Ms. Arlene, let go, Ms. Arlene, AJ. Okay, what we got to say? Ms. Tiana said your weakness can be a stronghold. It's what you okay with instead of something you with on. Okay, I'm not understanding what you mean about it, Ms. Tiana, but high five, I got you. What you say? Yes, anything that makes you take your eyes off of God can be a stronghold. That is absolutely correct. All right. Ms. Arlene said, rise to your true potential. Okay? Rise to your true potential. Ain't that something? Your weakness can be a stronghold, people. Y'all, this is real. Your strength can be a stronghold. Weakness can also vicely be a stronghold. When we actually start to focus on what we lack as opposed to focusing on what we have to gain. Hold on. Let me show y'all something about it. I do fitness for a living. I do ministry, but I do fitness, right? Okay. You know how many people say, I don't have time? Now we focus on the weakness that we don't have time. You know what my question is? If you don't make time, God's going to make time. Because you're going to have to see that doctor one day.
Right.
It's cheaper, y'all. Listen to me. Uh-oh, how you doing, Ms. Asia? Listen to me. It is cheaper to do preventative things as opposed to do reactionary things. We would rather treat the ailment as opposed to prevent the ailment. How crazy is that? Let me say this again. How you doing, Ms. Laura and Ms. Gina? We would literally rather file insurance claim as opposed to get security cameras. If that ain't crazy. See, here's the thing. Yeah. Mr. DJ, here's the thing. When that insurance don't give you what you expected back, don't you get mad, right?
Right.
So we allow our weakness to be our stronghold. And what we say is all I need to do is lose weight. Well, weight loss don't mean that you're healthy. You know how many people lose weight? They call diabetics and they have other ailments too. They lose weight all day. See, nothing exercises your heart like you getting on that treadmill, you actually, you know, doing resistance training. We deceive ourselves. You know why? Because our weakness has become our stronghold. And what we do is we limit ourselves in growth because we always say what everybody else say. But I thought we supposed to be peculiar. God gave you good common sense. But we want to be peculiar now all of a sudden. And then we take the bait what Satan throw out there. In other words, we already don't want to go work out. So we just say, all I need to do is shed another 20 or 30 pounds. Well, weight loss don't make you healthy, if you didn't know that. I'm going to say it again. Weight loss don't make you healthy. If weight loss made you healthy, well, your child selling drugs and they got money should make them rich. You ain't going to allow that in your house, right?
Hmm.
You know how many people that lost weight and they look healthy
and they couldn't walk around the track one time. So how healthy are you if your heart ain't right? You know, the only thing that exercises your heart is not Adipex. It's called cardio and conditioning. I'm going to wait on this, y'all. Ain't that something? So what we allow is we allow the weakness to overtake us, and it becomes the stronghold. And we become stronghold. And we tell people, I ain't paying that gym, I ain't paying that trainer, but you're going to end up paying that hospital. Hello, somebody. And then when you go to the hospital, the doctor make you sign this little clause. I'm not knocking those doctors out there because God sent y'all. But the doctor make you sign this clause. They do a practice. In other words, if they mess up, they're not liable for what happens to you. Hello.
That's right.
Hello. But we would rather take that. You know why? Because we're L-A-Z-Y. In other words, our weakness has become our stronghold. And we'll say, well, Mr. Carr, you got to go one way or the other, so I might as well. Look at that stronghold. Now, does God think like that? I'm asking a question. Does God think like that? Jesus walked daily, so you know he was in shape.
Amen.
Hello?
Oh, yes.
That's right.
We just have to have the sweets. We just have to have it. We have to have. That's something.
Yes, it is.
Medical companies making tons of money because we got weaknesses that we have yet to correct. Ain't that something?
Right.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let us move forward. Let us move forward. Ms. Gina, I ain't going to stay on that one too long. Here's the next question, y'all. I've always been told that my kindness is my weakness, and people will continually walk over me. Yet Scripture says that love is kind. If God is love and I represent him, how can my kindness be a weakness? Woo! Ms. Jennifer, what you got to say? What you got to say, Ms. Jennifer? I know you got something to say. If your kindness, people say kindness is a weakness. But love is kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. How can my kindness be a weakness? Mr. DJ, you want to answer that for me?
Sure.
How you doing, Ms.?
First of all, if someone, there's a difference between someone walking all over you and you being kind. The difference is in your mind, your mentality, your mindset. And are you doing things out of love, out of patience, or you're just yielding and letting everybody do and handle you any kind of way? If they're walking all over you, then it's exactly what it is. They're walking all over you.
That's correct.
You can't defeat a person in their mind. If I'm giving you, if I had already planned on giving you $10 and you ask me for $10, then it's not a problem. But now if you come up to me and be like, give me $10. And I hadn't planned on doing that, and you take it from me, then we have a big problem. So what
okay.
I'm saying is your mindset. It's just like the same thing when Christ laid down his life. You know, they were under the impression that they took it. They didn't take nothing.
That's
correct. He laid it down.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Ms. T-High and Ms. Vicky? Okay. So here's the question, y'all. Let me go back to that question. Ms. Jennifer, okay, she said she worked for a doctor for 24 years. That's absolutely true, okay? Ms. Tiana, don't be in that second bowl of tea. Okay? The question is, I have always been told that my kindness is my weakness, and people will continually walk all over me. Yet Scripture says that love is kind. If God is love and I represent him, how can my kindness be a weakness? That's interesting. Okay. Ms. Arlene, what you say? Be careful how you entertain people. You could possibly be entertaining an angel. All right. All right. How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn? Hey, Ms. Vicky. Okay. Ms. Latanya, what you say? First, our focus should not be on what people say. As long as we are pleasing God and being Christ-like, our kindness is not considered a weakness. Y'all, that's good, Ms. Latanya. Mr. DJ, you hit the nail on the head as well. Just because people say your kindness is your weakness and people walk over you, don't it look like who would you say in your lifetime gets walked over the most? You or God? It looks like God is being walked over. As a matter of fact, it looks like we walk over God because we say, God, I won't do it again. It's kind of
weak.
How many times, come on Facebook, Talk to me, Miss Vicky, Vicky, Vicky. How many times have we told God we wouldn't do something again and we done did it? I got both hands and my feet up. All the
less
time.
Less than 24 hours. You're right.
Look, yeah, in the last 24 hours. How many times have we told God we wouldn't do something and we done did it again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Jennifer said it depends on how that treats you when you're kind to them. All right. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Miss Whitlock, how are you doing? Y'all see it? So, Miss LaTonya here said something really good. Stop focusing on what people say. People will tell you that you're better than what you are so that you don't push any harder.
Yep.
When you're kind to people, and just because on the surface it looks like people are walking over you, don't worry about what people say. Miss Ebony says she's guilty. I'm guilty too. Just because somebody else, hey, Mr. DJ, you letting your daughter walk all over you. Mr. DJ, your relationship was with God, not Mr. Carr.
Amen.
That's right.
DJ have a relationship. It's contingent upon God. And if Mr. Carr talking crazy and it don't sound like the God that we supposed to be serving, I don't care what you got to say at this point. In other words, people was trying to make you halt your kindness. In other words, the very area where you strong at through kindness, they were trying to make you stop being kind to other people because they want to use, well, they walking over you. Don't buy into that. You know what kindness looks like. Kindness don't mean here, you can have this. Kindness can also mean no way, Jose. Kindness can also be you came in my house at 12 o'clock and I told you to come in by 10:30. You're only 18. Kindness can be you breaking that belt off. See, kindness can be interpreted in God different ways. Kindness brings structure. Hello, somebody.
Yes, indeed.
Kindness brings structure. See, people think that kindness is just an emotional thing that says, have it your way. Oh, no. The Bible said God is patient, love is patient, love is kind. You show me where God bringing storms our way. That look like kindness to you? But you know it is, right?
Right.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Ooh, uh-oh. Ain't that something, y'all? So remember the Bible, Mr. DJ. Watch this. Because you said, the Bible says, the people in the world, they don't understand the things of God. So when God said love is patient, love is kind, don't take your kindness as a weakness. Your kindness is a strength. But make sure your kindness is not tied into your emotions. Because if your kindness is tied into emotions, you'll start giving what God said don't give. You'll start pulling back what God said to give. See, when your kindness is tied into God, now your steps are ordered by the Lord. Now kind looks to look something like this. Kindness, obedience to everything he says, not to what people say. How about that?
Amen.
How about that? Y'all with
Amen.
It?
Amen.
So, Miss India, Miss Sherry, what you got, Mr. DJ? What you got?
Why is it that we are so quick to judge other folk and manage other folk, tell other folk what they're doing wrong, and we can't even manage ourselves according to God? We always so, quick to say this and that about somebody else and what they're doing or not doing, but then we're not managing our own selves right. A wise man told me before, how can one piece of dust say he better than another piece of dust? We all pieces of dust. I'm just saying, why are we so quick to listen to people and most of the time strangers? People
okay.
We know nothing about, rather than the word of God and do the dwellings and teachings therein.
I got you. I'm with you on that. So that's a good, hold on to that right quick, Mr. DJ. Hold on that.
Okay.
See what Miss Erica, she says, we have to remember that people talked about Jesus and he kept on doing his work. That's right. People will always judge you no matter what. You're right, Miss Erica. You're absolutely right. Miss Sharon said, be careful of who you let speak into your ears. That's correct. Hey, Miss Jocelyn said she needs to hear it. All right, Miss Jocelyn. Okay. What we got? Miss Jennifer said, kindness can be tough love. Absolutely correct. Miss Erica said, keep striving to hear, welcome home, my good and faithful servant. That's right. Miss LaTonya said, Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Anybody who speaks against your kindness, there's no law. Don't worry about them. Ms. Sharon said, God tells us in his word that love is patient and love is kind. If you are walking upright in God, continue to be kind. It's not a weakness. It's showing yourself strong in him. That's absolutely correct.
Amen.
Ms. Arlene said, that's them new Christians. Ms. Arlene, you know I like you. Ms. Arlene, funny. I like Ms. Arlene. Ms. Tian Moore. Okay. Ms. Tiana said, that's the self-gratitude instead of God's, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, God's kindness. All right. All right. I saw a question, Mr. DJ, before I get to you right quick. I saw an interesting question. Ms. Jennifer said, is there such thing as being too kind, and would that be considered fake or being kind? Is there such thing as being too kind, and would that be considered as fake or really being kind? Wow. What y'all got to say? How you doing, Miss Cassie? Is there such thing as being too kind, Miss Ebony? Miss Oshawa, is there such thing as being too kind? Huh? And is it considered fake or is that real? Is there any such thing as being too kind? That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say, Faith. Ms. Marcia said yes, being real. Mm-hmm. Huh? Y'all, is that a such thing as... Mr. D. Day, that's a tough question. Is that a such thing as being... What you got to say, yes, Mr. D. Day?
Yes, it is. You need to turn to the Ecclesiastes. There's a time and place for everything, and it's very real. Some people, maybe it's according to the deception and your mindset. What are you doing this for? Are you doing this to please this person? Is it
right.
Or is it pleasing to God? I mean, so... Yes, you can be too kind, and God is not in it. You know, when I say you can be too kind,
okay.
You know, what's your intent purposes for this? You know.
Okay, I agree with that, Mr. DJ. And look at what Ms. Ebony say. Ms. Ebony say no. I think the motives behind your reason for wanting to be kind. Ms. Ebony, high five.
Right.
Five high fives. That's absolutely correct. Mr. DJ, I agree with you as well. You do understand, Ms. Arlene said, no, be true to God and yourself first. All right now. Is there such thing as being too kind? Y'all, that's a yes and that's a no answer. Because I agree with Ms. Ebony. I agree with Mr. DJ. How you doing, Ms. Tamika? Okay. I agree with that. That's a yes and no. And let me explain my yes and no. Okay. Ms. Sharon said no, but kindness becomes fake when it has a lot to do with self-seeking recognition. Ms. Tiana said there's no being too kind. Ms. Ebony says exactly the motives. But is that being kind if the motives aren't right? Okay. Ms. Cher, what you say? That depends on the conditions of your heart. Is it for people or for God? What's going on, Wes? All right. Y'all see this? This is good. Is there such thing as being... too kind, Mr. DJ. I say it is a yes and a no. Let me explain the yes and no. The no is you can never be too kind in God. The Bible, can I throw the scripture in there? The Bible says forgive your brother seven times how many a day?
Seven.
Ooh, somebody know math. Tell me math. Tell me my math magicians out there. What is seven times
490.
Seven?
490.
Yep.
190. And what's going on, Pat? Karen, what's going on? How you doing, Alicia? Okay. You're telling me 7 times 70 is 490?
That's right.
Yes,
per day.
Hey, watch this. Wow. We're supposed to forgive people 490 times a day. Is that considered too kind? Now, do understand that God said that's what we should be doing.
Correct.
Y'all know we got a three-strike rule, and that ain't even in a day. We got a three-strike rule in a lifetime. You got one time, two times, and third time, we done. Now we're at 2016. Ms. LaTanya, Come on, Gizzle. You know we don't even get to that second strike no more. Somebody show you who they are one time. That's a done deal. As we say, done
out. That's right.
Okay? The reason why I say that's a yes and no, there's no such thing if you're spiritually led as being too kind, simply because kindness does not mean fellowship. I can forgive you and be kind to you, but that don't mean that we buddy-buddy, that we lock hand in hand. I still am kind and I love on you, but I love on you from a distance. What I mean by a distance is I know my limitations, because I know they do or say something that's going to pull me away from God. So, see, I love you, but I know how to, Lord have mercy, love you. Huh? Ms. Ebony say, I was going to say, who's counting and keeping tabs? You know, Ms. Ebony, I agree with you. Ain't nobody counting. You know how Ms. Ebony. We know if they did us something one time, Ms. Jennifer. Y'all see, Ms. Jennifer say, I have went way over my limit, Lord.
091. Yes, sir, it's on.
91
is over.
Exactly. How you doing, Ms. Deborah, Ms. K? So, yes, there's a no. So there's no such thing as being too kind if you're in God, because we're obligated. The Bible says love. Owe no man nothing but to love them. That means kindness is firm. If you owe people nothing but to love, the definition of love is the first two things is love is patient, love is kind. So we owe people kindness. So we will always be indebted to be kind to them. Now, don't be fake smiling, Ms. Ebony. Hey, how y'all doing? Mm-hmm, girl, you saw her? I'm just messing with you. But y'all, so that was a no. Now, the yes, if is there such thing as being too kind? I said, as yes, I gave you the no. If you're spiritually led, no. But if you're naturally led, yes. Because if you're naturally led, watch this. You're being too kind when you become foolish and you become susceptible to being a victim to someone else's ploy. In other words, your kindness is not progressing in God. It's not progressing you in God. It's not progressing them in God. In other words, you're being way too kind because you have replaced God with yourself. In other words, you want the attention. You want the recognition. The only reason why you're being real kind to her, Mr. DJ, is because you want to see what's in her pants. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Am I speaking too much? We all adults.
Well, you want all the credit.
And we all want all the credit. A lot of times when we're not spiritually led, we be too kind, and what we're overcompensating is for something else. So when people are not spiritually led, why are they being so kind? Not all the time do they have an ulterior motive, but here's the thing. When the motive is outside of the will of God, it's always going to end up wrong. Y'all know that, right?
Right.
Somebody being overly kind to you because they just want to be your friend. But why do they just want to be your friend? If God is not the derivative, if he's not the common denominator, I got to question that. Why? What can the flesh offer you? That kindness will soon erupt. The same person, that's why the Bible said the same tongue, the blessings and curses come out the same mouth. You know why he said that? Why he says, my strength is my weakness. When I'm weak, he's strong. In other words, don't you know we'll be kind to people to get what we want? Anybody guilty of that?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guilty. You will be kind to people just to get what you want. As a matter of fact, we do it daily on our job. You know you don't like everybody on your job, right?
Right.
That's right.
I'm only speaking for some of us. I can't speak for all. I apologize. But for those, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? And what happens is, you know, there ain't nothing about God. We just being kind because we got to get our paycheck. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wesley, what'd you say, Wes? Wes say, I feel convicted if I don't forgive regardless of what happens. That's absolutely correct. Ebony say, my face tell it all. Miss Ebony, how that face look? What face you put on, Ebony? Ebony say, she can't hide it if she tried to. How you doing, Miss LaShonda? Arlene, what'd you say? Okay. But first time, shame on me. Second time, shame on you. I love you from a distance. All right. What's going on, Nina? Nina Bina. What's going on, Eric? That's my boy, Eric Alamo. How you doing, man? Play football together in Tulane. Okay. Ms. Arlene said they want something. Ms. Grant, what you say, Ms. Asia? Kindness comes in all kinds of ways, and you're absolutely right. Ask Samson and Delilah. Ask Samson about how kindness came to him. Ask Samson what happened. Samson lied to Delilah 3 times. And then Delilah said, Samson, if you love me, why you lie to me? If you love me, in other words, Delilah uses, she used Samson's strength and made it his weakness. She says, Samson, what is the source of your strength? And he lied to her 3 times. Read the Bible. And she said, if you love me, you would lie to me. She put him to sleep on her leg. What put men to sleep? I'm going to go past that. Don't worry about that. Okay. But she put him to sleep. And he told her the truth. And what happened was her kindness lured him in like a harlot. Ain't that something, people? What's going on, Ms. Dawn? Okay. Ms. Jennifer said the flesh can offer you trouble. Ms. Arlene said you get more bees with honey. All right, now. All right, now. Ms. Boyd, can I? Ms. Jennifer, what'd you say? Even if they do cut your paycheck short, be kind. All right. Ms. Jennifer, I don't know. If they cut somebody's paycheck, I don't know how many smiles you're going to get out there.
Shoot. Don't get cut.
Look, they cut you. People say, you cut mine, I'm going to cut you. I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not indeed. Having yeah, be kind. Don't say no amen. Let's talk. All right, y'all. All right, Miss Tiana say, what's your Delilah? Miss Tiana, you been getting a little nightcap on that plane? Okay. All right, let me throw out a question out there. How you doing, Miss Misty? Let me throw out a question. We're talking about strengths and weaknesses. Is it possible the area where you're the weakest in, that God can use you in that very area to be a testimony to those who are also weak in the same area?
Is that possible?
Is it possible?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Yes,
it's possible that weakest area, God can be using you in your weakest area to help be a testimony to others. So here's the second part of that question. Since it's possible that God uses your weakness to be a testimony, why do we run from our weaknesses as opposed to staying put and building our strength in God?
We won't let God handle his business. We keep looking at it through our eyes, through our intellect and understanding.
Yes. Amen.
That's all it is to it. You know, you can, your car could be broken down. You can't go nowhere. You're thinking, man, I just can't go nowhere. You're mad and all pissed off. But, you know, it could be preventing you from an accident up ahead. Anything. I mean, I'm just saying we look at things instead of trusting in him and honoring his faith or what he wants, you know, we in charge.
That's right.
You know,
so tell me this, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Valerie Nash? Okay. Tell me this. Let's list some of our weaknesses. Do y'all mind doing that? Y'all, this is the reason that the topic tonight is, when I'm weak, he's strong. But how can God address a weakness if you don't reveal? The Bible says, confess your sins one ye to another. Why are we embarrassed to talk about our weaknesses when we know our weaknesses will become our strength when we give it to God? Now, watch where I'm going with this. Why am I embarrassed to give you $21 bills when I know the $21 bills you're going to give me, you know, a $20 bill? In other words, when we know we're getting something in return that's going to be greater, why are we embarrassed to share our weaknesses, but we boast in our strength? If right now, I say, tell me your strength. We all got a list of strengths, don't we? But as soon as say, let's explore or share with one another our weaknesses. Now, I'm not talking about, y'all know we'll stop everybody at list one, maybe two. But I'm looking to the left and looking to the right. Because if they ain't going to tell all their weaknesses, I ain't telling all mine. I ain't about to be the fool on them.
Right.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? So
yes,
why is it that we struggle with telling about our weaknesses? Ms. Ebony say private struggles are painful. That's right. That's absolutely right. Ms. Ebony, she just hit the nail on the head. Private struggles are painful. Y'all see it? That's true. Here's the thing. What's done in the dark shall come out and be presented in the light. Y'all do know the private struggle become visible struggles.
Right.
Y'all know that?
That's right.
That.
Also, Mr. Carr, it's the one thing that I think our culture struggles from, period. Not just as, you know, I can't speak on the entire human race, but I know I'm a black man. And it's that four-letter word, I'm sorry, now I can't spell, five-letter word that gets us in trouble every time. Pride.
Pride. All right.
Amen.
That's all it is. Pride. Pride.
Y'all would be amazed.
Every time.
Y'all would be amazed. The same weaknesses that you have, although other people won't say it, they have too. You will be amazed to how your weakness can strengthen somebody else, because they will always say, Miss Ebony, Wes, Latonya, how you doing, Miss Miranda, Miss Darlene? They'll say, Jennifer, I thought you were strong in that area. And you said, no, I suffer in that area. Don't you know that will strengthen somebody else?
Right.
Because they see you
as
She-Ra. They see you as Superwoman. They see you as He-Man. They see you as Superman. You're vulnerable, just like
they're
vulnerable. Man, that's strong. Showed us his weakness on the cross. He said, will you pass this bitter cup? That means he didn't want to go. But he got his mind right and he went. That says a lot. We so busy talking about our strengths to where we forget to get with people who are like-minded and talk about our weaknesses. Watch this, where I'm going with this, Wes. Watch me, y'all. Don't you know if I say, hey, anybody know somebody out there that's a barber because I need a haircut? Now, if I kept that to myself and say I just have bad hair and I'm going to hide it all the time, which one of y'all can help me? I'm asking a question. My weakness is that I don't want nobody to know that I got bad hair. Which one of y'all can help me if I kept my hat on like this, like LL? Half of us didn't know he was bald, right? But if I kept my hat on, right? But as soon as I say, hey, I need somebody who got a barb out there. I need somebody who can, y'all know it? I guarantee you at least 5 to 10 people on this line right now will help me out. In other words, I revealed a weakness, but it's no longer a weakness because I'm not embarrassed about it. A weakness is what you allow it to be. Hello, somebody.
That's
Amen.
Right.
A weakness is what you allow it to be. When the weakness actually starts pulling you away from the will of God, it's a weakness. But when that same weakness God has labeled you with, you do know that there was a blind man and Jesus' disciples said, Father, what did his mother and family do that he's born blind? That wasn't a weakness. God said, now watch the power of God. I needed to make him blind so that y'all will believe. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So you got to, that's why the Bible says, confess your sins one year to another. And see, when you start to confess your weakness one year to another, meaning people who are in Christ, they're not going to judge you. They can offer you help. In other words, touching and agreeing, they can give you word that you didn't even know that you had in you. They can start sharing scriptures. Who knows all the Bible? Nobody. They can start sharing scripture with you that you need, Mr. DJ. Y'all, and this is where it comes to play. So we share our weaknesses, not to put one another down, but to say, hey, I need a barber. Hey, I need some help in this area. And those who are really in Christ will extend that help. Uh-oh. But pride would say, keep it to yourself.
Right.
Mr. DJ just said it. Ms. Sheriff said, one of my weaknesses is trusting. All right. And that's one area that we got to, and y'all, that's good, because if we can share those weaknesses, look at how God is made perfect, how God is made perfect in our weakness. Because now God reveals things to heal it. So, Ms. Sheriff, you know that trust is a weakness. Now it's trust God and let him build the trust between you and natural man. Trust don't say, I believe them. Trust is, I believe the God in them. And if I don't see the God in them, hey, I'm
Amen.
A lucky, but I can't ride by what you say.
Amen.
Okay. Miss Ebony say that deep closet stuff is a doozy. Miss Jennifer say my weakest area is dating, especially in Houston. I stopped dating years ago. I've been trusting and waiting on God. Come on here, Jesus. Come on. My 43rd birthday is in 2 weeks. He coming. Woo! Ms. Latonya say, pride. We don't want to be deemed as weaker than our fellow brothers or sisters.
Amen.
All about. All right. Wes, what you say? Wes say, we live in a microwave society. We don't want to take the time to deal with weaknesses. That's right. We just want to sweep it under the rug and act like
yep.
we have it together. That is so absolutely right, Wes. Ms. Tiana said, weaknesses are difficult to list to too focused on strength. All right. Arlene says, my weaknesses is, or was my mouth, but he humbled me and used it to be my strength. My employee gave me a confirmation this was her message. Thanks. Okay. Okay, I see you. I like that. Miss Jennifer said, my weakness is being too kind and letting people step all over me. I am still a good person, but my heart has a tight lock on it. All right, Miss Jennifer. Be kind in God to them. Give them God. That's good. Okay. Miss Katina, what you say? Yes. How you doing, Miss Alicia Bizarre? Y'all got it? Wes says, some people don't believe they have any, and we do. What's going on, Pinky? Pinky say, I always play it safe. I wish I could take more risks. Pinky, stop playing it safe. Take that helmet off. I'm just messing with you, Pinky. The Bible says count the cost, but you don't have to be so cautious. Listen to this, Pinky. Y'all listen to this. I want everybody to hear this now. Okay? Y'all listening to me? Do I have y'all attention?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Said, the Bible says this now, Pinky. Watch this. Okay, because we all have weaknesses. So Miss Pinky say, I play it safe. I wish I could take more risk. It's not a risk because you count the cost. Watch this. God doesn't regret anything that he did for us. Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, with that being said, watch this. The Bible says to the pure, all things are pure. But to the corrupt, all things are corrupt.
Right.
So in other words, when you know you're walking in God, Pinky, you don't have to worry about playing it safe. You're doing what God tell you to do. If it should happen to fall, he wanted it to fall. See, when you're walking in God, it's not playing it safe because playing it safe says, I'm concerned about how I'm protected. But see, God said, if you take care of my house, I'll take care of yours. So don't let that be a weakness by playing it safe. You do what God tells you to do. The very people that he tell you to love on, you love on. The very people that he say love on, but keep it moving, you do that. You don't have to play it safe because playing it safe says that I'm protecting me because nobody else will. But do keep in mind, God wants to protect you. But if you allow God to protect you, you got to do it God's way. Hello?
That's right.
Y'all with me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Miss Evans says, sometimes weaknesses cover up other areas in our lives we don't want exposed as well. I agree with you, Miss Evans. The weaknesses can have a snowball effect. A lot of times we do cover up our weakest areas because it can snowball. I agree with you, Ms. Evans. Ms. Jennifer said, what if you confess your sins to someone who is not in God? I don't feel you can share weaknesses with everyone. There are some wolves in sheep clothing, and you're absolutely right. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Discernment is what? Discernment comes from God. Discernment is literally God's understanding laid upon our shoulders. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. Write it down. Discernment is literally God's understanding laid on our shoulders. Let me say it one more time. Y'all not writing it down. Discernment. When you pray for discernment, you're telling God to give you his knowledge, his intellect, his wisdom, and rest it upon your shoulders. When you have discernment, watch this. Your weaknesses won't hurt you. They strengthen you because you would understand who to talk to and who not to. Hello. Because you don't start with telling them the whole kitchen stink, the whole house. You start with saying, hey, DJ, man, you know you came at the right time. I wanted to tell you something, Mr. DJ. I wanted to tell you that job that you got, boy, that's a blessing because other people wanted it. And you just kind of leave things off there like that. Yeah, that word get back to right. You that DJ confidential, you should know a list of them, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. But we start confiding in people and we don't even know. The Bible says, know them that labor amongst you. All right.
That's right.
Wes, what you say? Okay, my trust is, his weakness is that he's too trusting. I always look at the good in people, and it gets me in trouble at times. All right, but that can be a strength, Wes. You can look at the good and look at the good in people, but don't let it alter you, because, see, I'm of this proponent, Wes. When you are just a loving person in God, don't let people change you. Don't the Bible say be in the world but not of the world. That's not a weakness. That's a strength. People would hope to be something like you. So don't let the world change you. You change the world. So if kind is you, Be kind at all times, because there's nothing that we can do. Remember, the love that God has for us is unconditional. It will not change no matter what people do. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I say her weakness is cooking the right food, planning meals, and exercising. I'm like, well, you know what time it is. What's going on, Robin? Miss Jennifer say my weakness is also wearing hair. Mr. DJ, Miss Jennifer say my weakness is also wearing hair weave. Got plenty of hair.
Lord.
She say my sister wants me to go natural, and this is not for that's not for everybody. Miss, we're gonna pray and touch and heal. He's gonna be all right. He good.
Uncle Lean.
All right. Miss Latanya say, to the pure, all things are pure. Okay, that was a scripture. How you doing, Miss Ebony? All right. Y'all got it? Pinky, what you say? I always play it safe. I wish I could take more risk confident. Okay, I got you. All right. What's going on? Leonard, what's going on with you? All right. So, y'all, that's all we're going to wrap it up for the night. So we've been talking about weaknesses, we've been talking about strengths and things like that, but we know we have to give it to God. Okay? Y'all got it? Let's go ahead and pray. Mr. Latonya, you mind praying for us, please? I'm sorry, Mr. DJ, if you don't mind.
Sure. Bow your heads, open up your hearts, close your eyes. Father, as we come to close with another call, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the words, wisdom that has been manifested here and put out before us, Father. Help it grow, Father, and rise up within us to give us a new strength. Press down, shaking together, Father, and help us to lift it up, lift your name up, Father, not so that we can get any praise or any props, but to give it all to you, Father. Let something be said that blessed us under the sound of my voice. All those that are traveling, help us to reach out various destinations safely and bring us back together again at appointed time and according to your word. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hey, y'all have a great night. Y'all know how we do it. Next week we're going to be on with another topic. Y'all share these things now. Okay? I'm not worried about the audience, but I do believe that there are some people that need to hear the word. Okay? It's in a natural form. So we're not holy as in thou. Y'all know we family here. Everybody love on everybody, all right? Y'all have a great night. Mm-hmm. And if you get a, you know, make sure, how you doing, Mr. Warner? Make sure you catch us on Wednesday. We have Bible study. It's 225-364-0211. Okay, that's at 8 p.m. Just call straight in, okay? Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next Monday.
Good night.
Good night.